Blog Talk Radio.
Our eyes can only see so much, but what if they could see more? What if you could see the world in a more interesting way? You could finally work with horses. You love horses. Or what if, rather than using your mind's eye, you could see things with your eyes' mind? Things like, I don't know, a virtual wardrobe. Ooh, I like the yellow. You could make imaginary friends real, or see your real friends in a more imaginary way. Because when you start to see the things you love in a whole new way, you start to want to share them with the world.
With me?
Well, maybe not the whole world.
Oh, right, okay.
And weirdly enough, that helps us all see ourselves and each other just a little more clearly. The floor is being.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Uptown got his hustlers, the Bowery got his bump. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker, he a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country hawk. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
And blessings. You're now on the front porch with Sister Bessie.
Peace and blessings to Africa, better known as the Kubaland. Peace and blessings to America, better known as Turtle Island. And peace and blessings to the world. My title for my show is What is the Forbidden Fruit? Do you know? And a visit from Shannon Stanton, one of our hosts in the past. You may dial 516-453-9133 to speak to me or to conversate. This is WBNN Ngozi Time Multimedia. Now, the subject of my show tonight is, I already said that. The first quote I have for this evening is Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That thou be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Creator. I will also forget your children. Now, I will be talking about the AI system and who's running the AI system and some more information. Now, recently, we were told about the World Economic Forum. And these are people that have gathered together some of the richest people in the world to make plans for what they will do to us. At Davos event titled, Are You Ready for Brain Transparency? The WEF speaker explained how brainwave data collected by your ear pods will be used by your boss to make you more productive and help government authorities fight crime. Link embedded, h/t at people, conspire. So now they have created something that will, an iPod that will track your mind thoughts while you're on the job. And if your thoughts waver, they will be allowed to correct that thought. So this is something like the Minority Report that they have began to put in the system today. This is some deep doo-doo. They are planning for us. This is like the Minority Report. If anybody knows about the Minority Report, it was a movie concerning they would arrest you before you can commit a crime. These plans are coming after the wipeout of the population. China already has this system in play. Artificial intelligence. What is AI? Is the intelligence the simulator of human intelligence processes by machine, especially computer system? What is a robot? A mechanical device that resembles a human being and is capable of performing human tasks or behaving in a human manner. A person who works mechanically without original thought. A machine or device that works out automatically of a remote control or a remote control. So they are building robots, and these robots are not just being built for war. They're being built for you. These robots that they have built, they have shown in the movie since 1930. So you know they've been working on the robots a long time. And recently, about a year ago, they presented the mechanical dog that was on an arrest with a police officer. Now, they also have all sorts kinds of robots. They have robots that consist of insects, small type like animals, very microscopic mechanical robots. Now, they have shown us, I believe 60 Minutes were showing us the equipment that they have today. Now, these robots, some of these robots can walk on land, they can go across water, they can climb up walls, they have some robots that are big as cows for carrying equipment. They also have the outer shell that the military can use on a soldier, which will make him stronger, which make him be able to pick up heavier objects. We also have now a robot dog that has a machine gun attached to him. Robot bomb, a small explosive carrying jet propelled gyroscopically guided winged missile. Robotics, the study and application of the technology of robots. Now, these robots we are seeing now, these robots will probably be used when they call in martial law. Now, I explained about the Rex 84 plan some years ago. The Rex 84 plan is the 200 memorandum where when they call in martial law, that they would round up black people in this nation, and they added in 1984, they added the Spanish people to be round up also. So we have robots that will be used. Specific application of AI includes expert systems, natural language processing, speech recognition, and machine vision. So in China, they have this system already in play where they can monitor their citizens. Not only that, you are prevented from buying or renting if you say anything against the government. Nanorobots are, for short, nanorobots are nanobotics, an emerging technology field created machine or robots whose components are at or near the scale of a nanometer. A nanometer is so small you can barely see it. So you telling me they got a robot that small that you cannot see it. So nano also is used in our medication. The introduction of the robot dog during a police operation 1 year ago, Twitter users had reacted in terror to ghost robots, metal dogs that have been deployed on the U.S. border as they resemble the movies they've been showing us from Hollywood. So now they're being able to put these robot dogs on the border. You know what concerns me? Who's in control of these robots? And they have had a situation where the robots have killed scientists. What they could be doing, now I also saw this. It was a video, and this gentleman was talking to the audience. He had a drone robot. And this drone robot, he was showing what it could do. The drone robot could shoot a bullet through the dummy's head. It was a small hole. Now, that was on the internet. This is what they're doing with the robots. Then you have also some of the robots making quotes about how they're going to destroy man. This was revealed that on YouTube that four robots killed 29 humans. Also in South Africa, 9 dead, 14 injured, killer robots, the robots they created killed them. So you may have control now, but it looks like the robots will soon try to control themselves. Now, they had one robot. They had four robots that they dismantled. And the one of them rebuilt themselves. So we have robots can kill without direction. The military has been doing biological weapon studies for a long time and making robots for a long time. Now, biological weaponry, I'm talking about like creating viruses, creating a virus that will attack someone. Now, they had something where the military created a virus or poison or whatever it was to make men react in a homosexual manner, that they will have sex with each other. Now, this was created by the military, and it was called the gay bomb. And also, we have other things that the military has created. Now, I want to tell you about some of the things that the military has created and has done. These are experiments that has been done by the military, because in my mind, I thought about it. I said, wait a minute, does the military have scientists to create things? So they do have scientists. So I'm talking about two forms of agencies that one begins with the F and the other one begins with a C. And their letters are three letters. Okay, the first one, Malodormand, Think Bomb. Stargate Project started in 1970, Psychic Abilities, $20 billion on this project before it was dismantled. So they were studying psychic abilities. Sleep Soldiers, Adolphidem, to keep soldiers to stay awake for 28 to 48 hours. Operation Top Hat, biological weapons, chemical, which was tested on their own soldiers, were exposed to nerve agents with their concerns. So in the past, the military has tested on their own soldiers. And in some cases, it was not with consent. Also, psychic traffic drugs were used on soldiers by military scientists. This happened some years ago. I want some of the military to understand that this was done to their fellow mates years ago. Psychotropic drugs, LSD, and some other type of drugs that they practiced on their own soldiers. They also had a situation where they, it was radiation that they did to thousands of soldiers. All of them was out in the field, and they let this radiation bomb go off, and a lot of them were infected. This was done by our own military. The one reason why I'm talking about the military, because we have nations that are controlled by the military. It's not for the people. It's for their own agenda. So we got China. Their country is run by a military. You got Russia. Their country is run by a military. And you also have some places in Africa where military controls the people. So when you look around the world, you have these militaries controlling the citizens. You thinking that your president or your governor is controlling what is going on in your government when actuality is the military. Okay. In the 1940s, they experimented with the use of bats as suicide bombers and a palm bomb. It was strapped because it was strapped on a bat. And some of the bats didn't return. In some cases, the bats caused explosion where they should have landed on fuel tanks. So these bats escaped and landed on fuel tanks and caused an explosion. Can you imagine that? Attaching a bomb to a bat? This is some of the experiments the military has done. The active denial system, also known as the pain rate. This experiment is for crowd control, a frequency, electric radiation signal. This was created decades ago, but since then it has been modified to be more powerful. Now, this pain rate, I believe that some of our police establishment has this type of weapon on a Hummer. So when you're protesting or you're making a big ruckus, they can take this gun and aim it at you and have you run in all different type of directions. So they call it the pain ray. So this has been created a while back. But I knew about it, I think, maybe some 3 years ago. Project Sunshine, to test the fallout of radiation war. Also nuclear fallout, they use the bones of human tissue to establish radiation without family's consent. So they took bodies. Bones of dead soldiers without the consent of the families and practice radiation on them. And that's kind of similar to the medical system that we have today when it concerns us receiving the vaccines and things like that. A lot of people were forced to take the vaccines. And today, we're having all these young men in sports dropping dead. Not only that, other people are dropping dead. But the one thing I question, we all thought that China was responsible for the virus. In some ways, they are. But who actually created the virus? If we have scientists in the military and other organizations, could they have been involved in this? Right today in China, there is 92% of Chinese infected with COVID. And this country is ran by the military, and quite sure they have scientists. So now you have people in China that are dying, almost 200,000 per day. Now, when they locked them away for the virus for 3 years, they let them loose. And after that, the virus spread like wildfire. Also, we found out that the vaccines that they gave that did not work. Now, what government would do that to their citizens? You did not give them the proper medication so they could live. Now they are dying. Was this done on purpose? And this country is ran by the military. Also, everyone you should know about Agent Orange that was used I believe, on the Vietnamese. Now, who created Agent Orange? It was the military scientists. This is why I question this virus. You know, we keep pointing at certain countries, but for me, this is my opinion. Somebody else is involved in this too. So we have our military creating bioweapons along with wartime robots. How do we know that the COVID didn't come from their scientists? We do not know that. The more we have military-running governments around the world, we have three military-ran countries, America, China, Russia. But take a look at China, what they have done to their citizens. They are dying in droves. Have COVID, and these people have COVID, and they have a COVID that creates a white lung. Now, from what my understanding, that all these people had COVID and they were allowing them to come out of the country. And some of the Chinese went to countries and came in the airport and suddenly disappeared. So a lot of the countries has made decisions on not letting them in the country. Why did they do it? We now have a track from DJ legend Brother O.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like a singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead till life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like a whippoorwill and the baby's cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I go there proud. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead till I won't pass me by. Share it if you want me to. If you're going my way, I'll go with you. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead till I won't pass me by. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead till I won't. pass me by.
Peace and blessings. I'm back. We are talking about AI. Caller one, peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Mama Blessie, it's Jesus from the Jesus Show and one of your God children out here doing the work of God. Honor to you, Elder. Great show. Much insight. Ooh, Elder, I remember it was about 2 years ago when I came across, or maybe a little bit longer, I had posted what you were talking about, those four robots in a – the article said Japan, but they lying. It was China. And one of the robots, they was able – the scientist was able to deactivate two out of the four. But one of them had tapped into a orbit satellite, graded itself, exactly what you were saying. And that's dangerous, very, very dangerous. Mm-hmm. But anyway, thank you for this insight. Oh, Elder, also, Elder, it's on YouTube. The NY, the New York Police Department, the New York City Police Department, Elder, they got one. Yes. They have this robotic police dog that they got from China, and Elder, it's a video on YouTube, well, to everybody, about the police dog that was purchased from China. Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was discussing. They showed it on the news walking with the police officer. Yes.
Excuse me, Elder, and I may have missed that part just coming in. But thank you, Elder, for bringing this to the table and the insight and the awareness. Because it's a worldly thing, you know what I'm saying? This is to the world, you know what I'm saying? Not just to one country, to the world, you know? And God bless you, and I love you, and thank you. And I would just kick back and listen, Elder, and sit at your feet tonight.
Okay.
Love you,
brother.
Tell
us when your show is, Jesus.
Well, my show is always the day before Mama Bessie. So the day before my Mama Bessie is the Jesus Show at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, airing live out of Lagos, Nigeria. Much love to the panel, everybody listening. God bless you. Peace.
Love you, dear. Thank you. Now, I would like to say this. The three most powerful countries have created war against their citizens' wills. These systems has connected us to an AI matrix that will wipe the world's inhabitants from the face of the earth to wipe out the population. When many of you voted, you believe you are voting for politicians when another force is running your country. Caller two, peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Sister Bessie, the truther. It's Ava Holly. How are you, my love?
Hi, my sweetheart. How are you doing today?
Yeah, you know, I'm recuperating, not feeling so hot today. But there's good days and bad days, you know. But I love your show. I got to give it out to WBNN and Brother O. It's such a positive. Well, we're not talking about a positive topic, but it's a positive platform for us to bring these things to light. And it's so important. I've said this time and time again, it's so important that we're here talking about these things and the lessons we are learning and the knowledge we are learning. And, you know, knowledge is power, and that's it. So, this is not a question to you, but it's just a question in general. And I know you mentioned it earlier. Who the heck is running these robots?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Right? Well, I just wanted to call in and support your show. I love you, and I'm happy to be sitting on the front porch.
All right. Thank you, dear. Let us know when your show is coming on.
Oh, sure. February 15th, day after our lover Valentine's Day.
All right. All right. Thank you, sweetheart. I want you people out there to understand that we're being connected to a web. After a while, you will not be able to use money. And right now, we got situations where when you go on the internet and you fill out an application, someone else gets your information. And this is how they're able to scam elderly people out of millions of dollars, because we are being connected to a machine. Every time you go and you fill out something on that web, and it says an application, then at the bottom it says you put a check. And then it says your information could be shared with third parties. Stop filling out them applications, because you got people from India trying to scam you. All right. Now we have cyber attacks, such as in Florida recently, and a cyber attack on the airports. No planes could leave and no one could come in. This happened recently, about a month ago, that this whole system shut down for the airport. Also, we had a software attack on ships of a 1,000 ships where the ships couldn't deliver supplies to America. They just had to set out on the ocean. Also, some years ago, something happened in New York where a bridge was shut down. No one could cross that bridge. Do you all remember that? And we have situations where the electrical grid is shutting down. We're all connected to some type of matrix computer. Also, in the UK, the UK suffered massive attack on their mail system, where certain types of mail could not be delivered. This is the result of us being connected to a web. Also, there was a cyber attack also in Canada. We have caller number three. Peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, please. You hear me
yes,
right now?
Peace and blessings.
Okay, yes, peace. I'm Matt. I'm calling from South Jersey. I'm listening to your show. It's very important and informative. And I know, like, if this topic was brought up years ago, or even 20 years ago, and people heard it, they'd be like, what's this woman talking about? Is she tripping? No. This woman is not tripping. She is not crazy. This stuff is out there. It's been around actually for some time. Like, if anybody even is majoring in, like, biotechnology and college, there are a lot of universities that have that, like MIT, a lot of scientific colleges. This technology has been around. The patent for it, the monitoring.
Hold on, Matt. You're fading in and out, man. Whatever you do, get closer to the mic so we can hear exactly what you're saying, man, because it's so prudent. And, of course, you might have an announcement to make, too.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me better now?
Perfect.
Yes. Who am
okay,
I speaking
yeah,
with?
Like, my name is Matt. I'm calling from the South Jersey area, like close to the shore around, like, I want to say Atlanta County, New Jersey, near the shoreline of Atlantic City.
Yes, welcome. Okay, can you finish with your comment, what you were saying?
Yes. A lot of people might hear something like this, like, years ago, and they'd be like, ah, this is crazy. Like, this sounds too scientific. Like, it's make-believe. It's not make-believe. Like, there are patents for this technology. There's nanotechnology, things that are so microscopic that you can't even make the things out. There are different types of chips and robots. DNA manipulation has been around since, like, the mid to late 80s. Even when I was in college, I actually had to review a lot of things when people were doing things with something called Mendelian genetics. Basically, they were taking DNA from inside of back then they were dealing with, like, soybeans and peas and maybe a tobacco plant. Then it moved on to, like, more complex organisms, fungals, just different organisms until it moved up to animals. But basically, like, with the DNA is what we are. It's our genetics. It's what makes us us. The DNA is turned into RNA. I'm not going to get into detail how that happens, but there's just things that happen. The DNA is turned into RNA. RNA becomes protein. Protein is what we are as far as, like, our tissue and muscles. So whenever DNA and RNA is altered, it alters what we become, which is our muscles and our bones. So these things have been known for a long time.
Yes.
Scientific research papers, everything that you're talking about. And I know what you're talking about with these robots, too, that went crazy in China and started wiping
yes.
out people. A lot of people might not believe it, but she's not lying. This is the truth.
Yes. That's right. Thank you. And that's why I'm bringing it to the forefront so people can be aware. And thank you so much for tuning in to my show, brother.
Oh, I'm happy to tune in. Actually, I was going to say something as well. Like Brother Owen mentioned something. He said it'd be a good idea that I even mention that I'm going to have an internship coming up soon.
Wonderful.
I'm really happy about that.
Yes,
and
wonderful. All I can say is welcome to the family, my brother.
Thank you very much for welcoming me. I feel blessed to be a part of it. Everybody gives off such positive energy, and it's great to see how all of you complement each other and come together, and it's like I always say this, it's like pieces of a puzzle coming together to make like a beautiful painting in the end, and I really appreciate everything you're doing.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right. You too, brother. Pretty soon, the banks will shut down with your money in it. Now, in the UK, they had situations where people's money, they could not get it out of the bank. They are so slowly doing this around the world. The banks are starting to close at certain times. And sometimes you cannot take out a certain type of amount of money. Like if you have $50,000 in, you can only take out $10,000. If you go to the bank and you say, I want to take out my $50,000, they give you a problem. The way they are running this is that after a while, money will not be available. Everything will be online like they're practicing now. That's why they got you going online, filling out applications with this and that and stuff like that. So you won't be able to buy or sell. A couple of years ago, like I said, in Europe, this is what they had done to clients from the banks. And a lot of people now is starting to try to take their money out the banks. But you got to realize this. The money in America is barely worth anything. So in order to control you, when they dismantle the money in the banks, you will only be able to get what you need through the government if they allow it. And I also wanted to tell you something else about President Obama. President Obama signed, remember I told you about the 200 memorandum where they're supposed to round people up when they declare martial law? I want you to understand something. When Obama was in office, I think it was like 2008, I believe, but this is an executive order that he created. Obama signed an executive order to allow detention of Americans with respiratory illness. Now, this is before the pandemic. The amendment came in wake of the Ebola virus. Said by Paul Joseph Watson in an article, August the 1st, 2014. The executive order titled revised list of quarantinable communicable diseases amends executive order 13295 passed by George W. Bush in April 2003. Which allows for the apprehension, detention, or unconditional release of individuals to prevent the introduction of transmission of spread of suspected communicable diseases. The amendment signed by Obama replaces subsection B of the original Bush executive order. Only to SARS, Obama's amendment allows for detention of Americans who display severe acute respiratory syndromes, which are diseases that are associated with fever and signs and symptoms of pneumonia or other respiratory illnesses, are capable of being transmitted from person to person or have the potential to cause a pandemic or upon infection are highly likely to cause mortality of serious morbidity if not properly controlled. Now, this was done during Obama's time, long before the pandemic. So he brought a law in that if you're suffering from a respiratory condition, among other things, pneumonia, they have a right to round you up and put you in a camp. Think about this. This is long before the virus. The virus didn't come to 2020. They had SARS before that in 2003. So how did he know concerning a pandemic to round people up? And the real pandemic didn't start till 2020. What do you think about that, people? And I want to let you know also, Ebola has a patent number. A lot of these viruses and the diseases that are coming out have patent numbers. So when you have a patent number, that means it was created. Now, Ebola has a patent number, CA27415231. Human Ebola virus species and composition and method thereof. Inventor, Jonathan S. Towner. Filing date was October 24, 2009. I tried to tell you before, they create these viruses. And where do you think the variants come from? They call a new variant the Kraken. Where do they get these names from? The Kraken is supposed to be about a god or devil. The Kraken was supposed to be an octopus that took ships down in the ocean. And the other one before it called Omicron. Omicron was named after some type of deity. This. About Obama putting that in law that they can round you up for having a respiratory condition. Caller three, caller four, peace and blessings.
Hey, this is Mr. Foster from the Boston Chronicle. Baby. What's this girl on over here, girl? This girl got the military industrial complex on point. I'm trying to tell you, girl, you are on point. Let me tell you something. I spent a number of years in the military, you know.
Yes.
And, You're actually on point with all of it. What people don't understand is that these secret black projects and stuff like that, where all this money's going and stuff like that, these autonomous machines that they have, you know, they put this AI inside of them and then got them thinking like human beings. If you think like a human being, you can do what a human being do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now you're talking about the Ebola. Let me explain something to you about Ebola, and let me explain something to you about this COVID. Understand one thing: Ebola don't have one patent, but it has over 54 patents. Okay, every time they have an outbreak of it, okay, it is a different strain. Okay, it's a different strain every single time. Okay, that's what people don't understand. These things mutate because they're trying to treat it, and it mutates into something stronger. Okay?
That's right.
As far as this COVID, they're talking about this COVID outbreak happened in China. Let me explain this to you. China does not have the technology to create these diseases. They don't have the centrifuges to create these diseases. If they created it, they created it with the help of the United States Army Germ Warfare Center in Maryland.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay? That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you, I've been to the War Center because I had to go to NBC school, Nuclear Biological and Chemical School, where most of us, most artillery people have to go. And there, the base, what you see on top of the ground is a fallacy. Everything is up underground in closed space. Okay? So they make all these different diseases, but they have to test these diseases to see if they can weaponize these diseases. There's a whole bunch of diseases out there that's been weaponized. But since the Geneva Convention says you can't use biological agents in a war, they keep all the stuff underground. But who's to know? Just like when they went to Iraq and they went to Saudi Arabia, the United States used spent uranium shells, okay? Now, these people, these military people are coming back. 10 years from now, you're going to see the effects of spent uranium shells. You're going to see these babies with arms growing out their head. You're going to see them with 5 feet, 10 fingers, and everything else. But the reality of it is they need to stop making this stuff that is going to go rapid. What if you get a crazy fool who's hacked the AI and turned it against everybody? What you going to do
then? That's right. That's right.
You see?
Yes.
Exactly.
Thank you, Brother Boston. You know I love you. Brother Boston, when is your show coming on?
And on the 21st. Hey, let me tell y'all something. I got something special for y'all coming up on the 21st. I bring in my collaboration partner on with me, and we're going to have a collaborative poetry show, and we're going to showcase some of our work that we've been working on for years. My collaboration partner has been working with me for over 10 years, and I'm bringing her on. We're going to have a ball. We're going to talk shit. We're going to joke. We're going to have fun. Y'all come through. And y'all just sit back and listen to the voices of Lois Shaw, a.k.a. Lady of Love, and the one Jeffrey Sanders, Mr. Boston Chronicles himself. We're going to be in the building on the 21st, and we're going to have a hell of a good time. So close your doors. If you got kids, make sure you put them to bed, because this is going to be the show of shows.
All right. Thank you, Brother Boston. You heard him. This is going to be a doozy of a show, so you got to tune in. We now have a track from DJ legend Brother O.
Well, I had just got out from the county prison doing 90 days on non-support. Tried to find me an executive position. Should be smoking on a big cigar, but till I get myself straight. I guess I'll just have to wait in my rubber suit to rub on these cars. Well, all I can do is to shake my head. You might not believe that it's true, but working at the end on Niagara Falls is a undiscovered Howard Hughes. So baby, don't expect to see me with no double martini and in my highbrow society news, cause I got them steadily depressing low down my messing, working at the car wash food.
And blessings, I'm back. Caller, who am I speaking with?
Hi,
peace and blessings.
This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Calling to support your show, and I wanted to mention that CNN today just reported about a Chinese surveillance balloon that's been over the United States.
Yes, because also we have Russian ships and Chinese ships surrounding America. They're out on the oceans now. We have them. They're outside of the U.S. And what is a nuclear ship?
Wow.
Yes.
Crazy out here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
There's been a lot of truth tonight, as usual, starting up trouble.
that's why I call myself the troublemaker.
Yeah, but you're making us think, and I appreciate you for that. I love you for that. So keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. And thank you for supporting me and calling in. Let us know when your show is on.
Sure. My show, Breaking the Silence, will be on February the 24th.
Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Be blessed.
Thank you. Yeah,
now, for a few minutes, I want to give you all some idea of robot movies. They've been telling us what they was going to create since 1927. I'm going to give you some movies so you can understand how they were introducing the robot scenario to us. Okay? We got the Terminator. We got the first robot shown was in the movies. It's called Metropolis. That was done in 1927, where I saw that movie myself, where this female was turned from human to a robot. We also got Roman Robot Monster, 1953. Chops, the robot dog, 1979. We also got Colossus of New York, 1958, transparency of a brain to a mechanical body. Children's movie concerning robots. The entire cast of the cartoon movie were robots, 2005. So we got a lot of movies out here. The TX Terminator Tricks, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, 80s Robot, The Muppets, 2011. Now, they showed that to the children, the Muppets. Terminator Salvation, 2009. The Killbots, Chopping Mall, 1986. Virtuosity, 1991. TikTok, now check this one out. TikTok Return to Oz, 1985. Now that's a coincidence. Oh, wait a minute. The TikTok robot movie is a coincidence because now we have a website called TikTok. And this robot movie was created in 1985. You got Total Recall, 1990. You got Police Robots, Elysium, 2013. Now, you can go on the internet and you will see, if you go back all the way to the 30s, you will find that they were showing us what they was going to create for the future. I want you to understand that and do your own research and go on there and look at some of these robot movies. And XL1, that is another robot dog movie. All right. Peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Sister Bessie, it's Jerry Petito, sweetie.
Hi, Mama. How you doing?
All right, girlfriend. Listen, I love listening to you. Everything you're saying is ridiculously true. Listen, they're all going to think we're nuts, but we're right. And, you know, Mr.
Yes.
Boston, I mean, what he was saying, I mean, think about what they're doing. It's so insane what's happening today.
You know what? And it's Mr. Boston was a soldier, so he told us exactly
right.
what was going on also. Yes.
Right. And thank him for his service. I thank you, Mr. Boston, if you're still listening. I mean, think about, you know, what's so crazy is we think all this is just starting to happen. And no, it's been happening a long time.
Yes.
And we've just
yes.
been blind to everything. You know, I laugh and I think, because, you know, I've been to a lot of communist countries back in the day. And I laugh and I think, we thought we had so much freedom. Really, if we think about it, no, we didn't. You know,
we're
their puppets. We're, you know, and
yes.
it's just so heartbreaking to me what's going on. But it's only going to get worse. And, you know, people have to start opening their eyes. So
yes.
I'm going to share something with you guys. I haven't even talked to Brother O because it wasn't written in stone until now. My flight is booked. I am flying
yes.
at the end of the month to Yuma, Arizona, to the border. I will be with the Border Patrol, with the Sheriff Department, and a man named Anthony Hudson, who's going to be running for President of the United States as bipartisan. And
yes.
I'm not putting it out there, like on Facebook or none of that yet, but I will be there, so keep me in prayer. It's the end of this month, and we're going to record it and see what's really happening out there firsthand. But we got to keep this country, really, we got to keep the world in prayer. You know, it's
yes.
not just about our country. It's about the world.
Correct. Yes.
And I love everything you say.
My dear, this is the International Radio Hall of Famer, Jerry Petito.
Oh,
and you have
I
to tune into her show. She has wonderful shows. And Jerry, I just want to thank you for your support, and I'm glad you enjoyed the information. I try to give out information so people can heal themselves and protect themselves, because there is so much evil out here that many of us are not paying attention.
You're right, sweetheart.
Yes.
Well, God bless you, girl.
I love you, and let us know when your next show is.
My next show is February 7th, and unfortunately, I got that word today. My guest, unfortunately, had to cancel. He's got a family situation going on, but I have another guest lined up, another topic. So that's in the works.
Okay. I look forward to listening to the show when you go to the border.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm quite sure
many of our listeners will be looking forward to that, too. Thank you so much for all you do.
Love you, girl.
Now, thank you, sweetheart. Now, I'm just going to say about a couple of more robot movies, and then I have an interview with Shannon Stanton. Okay. We have Steel Killer Robot, Mysterious Dr. Satan. That was done in 1940. Minority Report, Spider Robots, 2002. The Annihilation, Dr. Iron, Mechanical Man, Flash Gordon, 1936. Wow. I remember Flash Gordon when I was a little girl. And this had robots in it in 1936. We also have The Mechanical Monsters in 1941, cartoon with Superman fighting robots in 1941. So you see, they have been showing us what they're going to create all the long. We have another caller. Peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Mother Sister Betsy, you're speaking.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yes, I got you.
How you doing, Mother Sister Betsy?
Hey, Brother Hooney, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. I see you getting it in as usual. You know, Mother Sister Betsy, and I appreciate the great work in which you're doing. I really, really do.
Yes.
Matter of fact, we all do. The only thing I would say is, and so people, you know, it's amazing that, first of all, I don't care what man or mankind can create. They cannot create with the Creator. They can come close, right? But I'm saying to you and the rest of the listening world, especially, you know, the people who I was primarily sent to, soul people, right? And especially the ones that haven't sold a soul or, you know, haven't really got amnesia and forgot truly the significance of what a soul is. We're creative, and there's nothing that we can't survive. And what I'm saying is we can't keep playing the evil ones in that kind of game, because remember, everything they do is sixfold. Even though you mentioned President Obama and all that kind of stuff, and you mentioned, you know, what was that, Terminator? I was going to speak about that movie, so, you know, I want to add one little tidbit. Remember how, I forgot which one it was, I think it was the third episode, how the black guy was to blame, how they blamed him. Remember that part, that Terminator? Well, the black guy and his family, they got the blame for all the hell, or actually bringing the Terminator here to Earth. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Obama. He allowed himself to be used as a tool, as always, like a lot of our people, who allowed themselves to be used by the evil one in their kind. And some willingly do the evil one in their kind's work. All right? So having said that, I got some good news for you. You ready? Congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Sister Bessie, the trooper, on your 46th WBNN all-time connection record with your historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer. Now, before I go, I'm the host of We Will Aware You. My show is coming up next week, Thursday at 9:30, and the Magic Man is giving an advancement about a rude awakening. Sleep time is over. Inspired by real and current events and a gunshot to the head.
All right. Thank you, Brother Hooney. I just want to thank the listeners out there for allowing me to reach this point. And Brother Hooney, can you let us know when your show is on? Did you tell us what date?
Well, he already did. That's going to be next Thursday night right here on the Story Network. And now we got a historic part of our show right now, right, Betsy?
Yes. Yes, we have the Shannon. We have an interview with her concerning an event in her state. And Sister Shannon Stanton, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Sister Betsy. Hey, Brother O.
Hi, my sweetheart. We're going to be talking about the mayor of the state that you're in and about an agency that performs things that need to be kept. And you said at a point when you was talking to me that they were trying to dismantle this agency are not funded. So I would like for you to tell the listeners about this agency and the mayor. What does the agency do for addicts and other people? Can you name some of the works that they help with?
Okay, well, Sweet Works was originally formed in 1996 6 by Ron Crowder. It is a HIV prevention agency and a needle exchange and condom exchange agency. We also deal with people suffering from hepatitis C, but our main goal, but where I work at in a program, I'm also a client. I've been a client since 1997. So they've been a big rock in the community as far as keeping people safe from contracting HIV and hepatitis C by giving people clean needle exchanges, free condoms, and they were trying to cut our funding. And our director of the program, her name is Sharon Hurd here in Nashville, Tennessee, and she's running for mayor. So we start our campaign committee, starts ramping things up on the 16th, and about 2 weeks ago, we got news from the legislation here in Tennessee that they were going to cut off our funding, 90% of our funding, you know. And I was scrambling trying to get the voices out there, because if they take away needle exchanges at a rate, and we also give out Narcan too, free of charge. All these services are free. If they were to cut out this program, we give out over 500,000 needles a month, you know, and 2,000 boxes of Narcan every week. So if they were to cut out their funding, the blood would be on legislation's hands. So after we complained about it and they saw the seriousness of the situation, they decided to fund us more. But it's an awesome situation because you know, I never thought that I'd be in a place where I'd be working for an agency that I'm also a client at, and it's very powerful and it's very cathartic, and I just love my life, and I love helping people, and I love saving lives because they've been there to save me so many times. Yeah.
Well, Shannon on the
yes.
show to talk about this, and a lot of people don't know how important this is for the needle exchange and, you know, the prophylaxis. But I was in Kensington about maybe a month ago, and I got to see the same situation what you're discussing. So I gather that these agencies are all over the United States. And if they stop funding, a lot of people will lose their lives, because I actually went into the facility because I had intentions on volunteering there. But I saw the Narcan, I saw the needle exchange. And it's very important that they keep this going because it saves people's lives. And I support you on that. Now, is there anything, don't they have counseling for those people also?
Yes, that's part of my job as an outreach specialist. Like when we give out these free HIV tests, and in the event that someone comes up positive, they're going to need somebody to talk to because they're facing a whole new normal. Because a lot of times we're the lowest men on the telephone, on the totem pole as far as getting help. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so much stigma wrapped around the virus. So they need somebody to lean on and talk to, you know, that can relate to them and their problems. So there's counseling available, but a lot of times people want to keep it secret. You know, because it's such an awful diagnosis, people think.
Yes. And, you know, when I was out there, I was speaking to people, and I found out something else. They, for them, the homeless and, you know, the people that are addicts out there, I found out that they have to live on the street for 3 years before they can get housing.
No,
I was
that
told
ain't the
that.
Case. And
it
ain't
that's
the case.
The case. Mm-hmm. So how is it there?
I think we lost
Hello?
Shannon for a second. We lost Shannon. Calm down, Bessie. We lost Shannon for a second.
Oh, okay.
But I want to say something about the legacy of Shannon Stanton, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Not only she's a person that was a outstanding poet for many years with Anna Waddell and Edward Brooks and the Soul Twins, right? And then, mm-hmm. of course, we allowed her to come on to become an intern on our network. And she was an intern twice, by the way. And part mm-hmm. of that, you know, the sound and the solace of Nashville Poetry Hour, which is so important. And I love the fact that, you know, tonight she had the opportunity to come on here and be a part yeah. of our network again as a, you know, as an alumnus. And, you know, it shows the legacy of what we do on a constant basis. It is so wonderful. For her and the things that she's been through, you know, a lot, you know, a person that has love, within herself first. Because you got to love yourself or you can help anybody. You can't help nobody unless you love yourself. And for her to do what she's doing down there in Nashville is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I love her so much. And, you know, you're sensitive in that situation, Bessie, being a reformed person and being a person who's, you know, going to the Hall of Fame as a nominee. There are not a lot of people who are willing workers. You know, aiders, not helpers. You know, we don't need helpers. We need aiders in these type of situations. And the legacy of WBNN will always go down in history as the work of honesty and integrity. And to see someone like, you know, Shannon, you know, be part, and I'm glad Shannon's back. I'm going to give her flowers right now, Shannon. I'll talk about how you, you know, helped us along the way being an outstanding poet. You know, Jerry Petito said, now this is Jerry Petito. She's heard a lot. She's a poet herself. And she said, sometimes the whole international world is listening around, you know, country to country. And she said that the greatest poet she ever heard, Sister Bessie, is Shannon Stanton. Lady Dolomite. You know, Lady Dolomite, for real. And Shannon, you know, I'm going to do something, you know, I'm gonna step in right here, Bessie, and then we'll take our callers, right? But Shannon, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to get a piece ready, because I know Bessie has some other things she might like to say, but I want you to get a piece ready, a short piece, to let people know who you are and the legacy of WBNN. So we're going to allow you to do that. Go ahead, Bessie, what you have to say?
Yes, I had asked her to do a small piece, so that was coming.
There you go. Outstanding. Coming. I love it. All right, I'm glad we're on the board. You know what I mean?
I just wanted to say to Shannon that I appreciate all that she does. We need more people like her, and her the person that's over the organization, the one that's running for the mayor. I wanted to hear a little bit more about her so the other listeners in her state can know who she is and they can vote for her. Shannon?
Okay. I'm here.
All right, dear. So can you tell us a little bit about the mayor?
She's not the mayor yet. She's not the mayor yet. Her name is Sharon Hurd. She's a councilwoman. You would be running for mayor. She's my director. So, yeah, she's awesome. She the one got me the job. So I love her so much. I love her so much.
Yes. Now, Shannon, I want to thank you again. But I requested from you, can you give us a poem tonight?
I'm looking for it right now.
All right.
For it right now.
I can't wait. We miss your poetry.
Okay. Let me find it, sweetie. Okay. All right. Yeah, there we go. Here we go. Y'all ready?
Yes.
It's called A Poet's Prayer. God, where are you? Because I really need you here to get me past what I'm going through. God, sometimes I get scared, but I never had to question whether or not you would really care. God, sometimes I get so confused. But whenever my soul is troubled, I know that I can always turn to you. God, don't depart from me. And for all the times I did you wrong, please forgive me, Lord. I'm so sorry. Thank you for all the love you've shown. But I need you here to guide me through this because I can't do this on my own. God, yet you've been so good. Even when I've done most of what I shouldn't and none of what I should. God, help me to learn how to forgive. Take this pain that I have in my heart and learn for the rest of the life to live. God, thank you because you've been my hope. And if I walk out on myself right now, I know I'll go back to the dope. Let these stripes be the healing because, God, I need you. And if holding on to your hand is what I need to do, I hope my arms are long enough to reach you. When I'm unworthy, God, you are still working. And every time I turn around, you give me a blessing when I don't deserve it. Your righteousness reaches beyond all of my wrongs. And every time I make a wrong turn, you bring me back to your arms where I belong. God, you brought me through it all. And when no one else would answer me, you were there every time I called. God, when the night gets dark, please give me light. Because I know that as long as I have you, everything's going to be all right. God, you are the one who kept me. And on the longest of the lonely nights, you were there and you never left me. God, this is the only way through my poetry that I can reach you. And God, I just need you to know right now that I really, really need you. Cover me. Teach me how to live my life as a direct result of you loving me. God, help me learn how to understand. And give me the courage to hold on to your unchanging hand. God, bless my purpose and my pen. And if I leave my poetry, bring it back to me again. God, you dried my tears and you made me smile. And the biggest blessing that I can get is one day just to make you proud. God, thank you because your love has never changed. And this is a poor prayer because, God, I owe you everything. That's that piece.
Oh, that is so beautiful. You make me want to cry, girl. I love it. I love it. It's so beautiful. And I want to thank you. But coming on the show and bringing an awareness of that we need help out there on those streets, and we cannot not support those people out there, you know, because I'm an ex-addict myself, and if the Creator didn't save my soul, I wouldn't be here either. So I just want to thank you. And I love you dearly. Is there anything else you would like to say concerning the program in the minute?
I'll be around. I've learned how to get back online now, and I really need the camaraderie of people right now. I really do. I need people right now because I need people. I just need people. And I've always loved O, and it's time for me to start connecting with
love
people.
Love you, too.
Your show as well.
Yeah.
I love y'all so much. And this was kind of like the foundation of all of what I do now.
Yes.
So it's time to get back to the basics and start supporting people because I need.
Do you have
people.
A website?
I do.
Do you have a website?
Not yet. Not yet.
You know, it's funny she said that, Betsy, because I got to go there and we'll take our next call because we're getting down to that witching hour. Shannon Stanton. First of all, you know I love you and ain't nothing you can do about it. And I'm glad that we had that time together here at WBNN. You have influenced a lot of poets, including Sister Bessie. And both of you and Sister Bessie share something together, and that's overcoming adversity. And you already know your family. And we would love for you to call into all the shows to be able to hear the variety and simplicity of just doing the right thing here at WBNN. We love you. You are an alumni host. And listen, you're a legend. That's all I have to say.
That's right. I love you, and thank you, Shannon, for coming on. If you want to come on again, right. You let me know. I would like for you to do your poetry, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I love y'all.
All right. I love you, too. All right, listeners out there, you know, we have different organizations that they are trying to stop, even things for the elderly. But this program that Shannon was talking about, it is very important because it saves lives. Okay. We have caller number 8, Peace and Blessings. Who am I speaking with?
This is Angela.
Hi, my sister. How are you?
I'm here. I just wanted to call in and support your show. wanted to give a shout out to Shannon. I wanted to thank her for coming on and sharing with you on tonight and being a voice for a lot of people. Because a lot of people, like you say, a lot of people depend on those services and a lot of things. They are cutting a lot of things out that's affecting us brown people.
Yes.
So that's what we have to be mindful of. You know, that population there affects our people. So that's where they cutting the funding out. But I thank you for the show on tonight. I thank Shannon for stopping by. And I just want to encourage her on tonight. Just stay encouraged. Know it's going to be okay. And she have a family. She always have a family right here. And we love her dearly. And I want to thank her for being a part of my anthology. She shared some affirmations inside of my last book that just came out. I got a review on the book today, and it was amazing. And I'm just grateful for her even sharing, thinking that she had something to share that somebody would want to read. So now she is a published author. So thank her. I thank her for being a part of that. And again, thank you, Sister Bessie, for all you do on the network and for bringing the knowledge that you bring. Because we need to wake up. It's a lot of stuff going on with the government, and there's just a lot of stuff going on. And we need to wake up as people. So thank you. And Brother O, thank you for allowing us this opportunity.
I thank you what you did for me today, you know, announcing myself a part of, you know, the February honors. You know, I don't ask for a lot. And when my hosts are able to, you know, say something nice about me, you know, I don't ask them to do that. I'm your producer. Just do your job. But when you do that, it meant a lot to me. I answered you right away. And I appreciate you, man, you know, because, you know, like I said, the fastest pacing host in the history of our networks. Enough said, part one.
Well, I give honor where honor's due. That's what I do. I give honor where honor's due. And you have impacted my life and the whole entire month of February. I am honoring people that have impacted my life in some way, shape, or form that has been a part of my platform because we don't do this by ourselves. It takes all of us coming together and collaborating, networking, and partnering to reach the masses. You know, I couldn't do this by myself. So I'm grateful. So I honor those people that have been an impact in my life and that provide opportunities and outlets for me. So you've done a great thing, not just for me, but for so many other people and people to come. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that come through here even after we're gone. Because this is a legacy network, and this is where legacy is built, right here on WBNN. So I'm just grateful to be able to leave my legacy, however long that is. I thank God for being able to be over here to create a legacy so that somebody can say, ooh, I knew that lady. And this is what she stood for. And that's why I keep preaching to everybody else. Do something. Leave an impact. Don't just be a part of this world. Do something that somebody's going to remember. I got people that's in the nursing home right now. This lady in the nursing home running a podcast from a nursing home, and people sitting around don't want to do nothing. It's time out for that. Too many people hurt in this world. Thank you, Sister Bessie. I'm out of here. I'll be on next Wednesday. I come on after Jerry in between Hooney. I tell you, I got big shoes to fill, so I have to bring it. Next week, I'm gonna be talking about Memphis Five. I have a young lady from Memphis. She's from Memphis. She worked in law enforcement for 10 years in Memphis. She's gonna be on the show. I have Frederick Beatty, who is an intern on our show, but he actually had a son that lost his life at the hands of the police. And we're going to be talking about these things because they are affecting us, and they're affecting us bad. And we need to wake up, and we need to stand up, and we need to get up and do something. So that's what we're going to be talking about. I have about 5 or 6 people that's going to stop by and be sharing with us on that night. So thank you.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you so much. Okay, Brother O, let me see.
I'm here, Sister Bessie. I've always got your hand. I'm a walking across the street. And we got 3 more callers on this line tonight, so understand this. Got the 3 callers, and then in ghosty time, and then your final thoughts. So 2 more callers, then in ghosty time, and then your final thoughts. Okay, caller Number 10. You're live right now with the front porch with Sister Bessie. Then we'll take our next caller.
Peace and blessings.
Yo,
who am I speaking with?
Yo, I think it's me. This is Clever 1 1/2 for the Blues Brothers, represented from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we teach our kids how to be baby Cowboys fans, tacklers, in front of the game stops, you know what I'm saying, over there where they had a shootout at over there, and then, what's that, LaSalle University. Yes, that's, they don't care. Police died down the street. But anyway, I'm on here, and how's everyone tonight?
I'm doing well. And what do you have to say about the show tonight?
So this is what I got to say, because, you know, I got to say a lot, but I'm going to keep it brief. But what I'm going to say is, because watch out for this, the eye robots. Anything with an eye in front of it, relieve it. They've been telling you that, you know what I'm saying, they was coming. And people, you know, you're spending all your money up buying all these technologies for your little Elroys and then Judy's out here. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about, all the gremlins with the gadgets and the devices. But what I'm saying is we got to strap up, people, because regardless of what they're doing and what was going on and what we don't know or what we may not know, we know that we need to be ready, because Clev One going to be out here like the Book of Eli, you hear me? All the shotgun parts. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm getting ready for them, because whatever it is, whether they coming with Terminators or not, you know what I'm saying? You better have your dragon breath and your shotguns out here. Now, don't get me wrong. Who I'm talking about is not no criminals out here. I'm talking about soldiers from the front line that know how to stand their sticks up, if they understand what I'm saying to you. Because we behind the bricks, real masonry, the real kind. From the sand, but yeah, we ain't talking about that tonight. But all I was saying was that's what we doing. We've been getting ready for that because we already know where that came from. The people who got their hands on the sticks to try to remote control some of this stuff and do it and use it for evil, we been know they was coming. So check this out. We out here to check your damn satellites out here. I'm Clever One, 1 1/2 of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where Miss Sylvia show up, you're hustling the whole half of the Lincoln Financial Field to be dressed up like Eagles fans out here tackling Chiefs. Check your satellites.
Clem, do you come Billboard back on and let us know when your show is.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold up, 20 seconds, said Hut. Hold up. Now, I was getting flashbacks because I was ready to tackle the shit out of it. Never mind, that was curse words. But, yes, I will be on the 22nd of February. You know what I mean? Love everybody tonight, you know what I'm saying? But we ain't going to be being nice come this game, hey. You better check your damn satellites out here because I'm knocking helmets out of orbit.
I love Claire. Thank you, my brother, and thank you for your comment. Love you, bro. Call 11, peace and blessings. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, good evening. This is Frederick Beatty. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. Doing well, thank you. Very great and informative show tonight. I learned some things I probably didn't learn before.
Oh, thank you.
For sure, for sure. Well, Thank you so much for that.
Do you have anything to say concerning what I spoke about?
I have thoughts, but, you know, I'm trying to put those thoughts together at the moment. So I don't want to and I don't want to sit here and just throw stuff out there. I do want to give you your props and your flowers for presenting it in such a manner to where it is easily understood.
Oh, thank you, my brother. That's what I'm here for. You know, a lot of people don't want to hear it, but I believe in keeping you awake and telling you the truth.
And the truth will set you free.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And thank you so much for calling in and supporting me. Thank you, brother.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I want to give a big shout out to Brother Oak for allowing me a chance to be on such a prestigious platform. I wanted new interns that'll be who have a show that'll be premiering on the 17th. Not next Friday, but the Friday after next. Just like Claire Moore, man, it's going to be some stuff that we're going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about that a lot of people ain't going to like. So,
yes.
Y'all too good for that.
Well, I just want to say thank you and welcome to the family because this is a family.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be a part of this family. Brother O, again, man, respect, bro, respect.
Thank you.
Well, we got the last call of the night, Sister Bessie, and then, you know, we were going to Ngozi time. Caller number 12. Wow, Sister Bessie, this is your all-time record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? The next caller that will call in, okay, and that person know who they are, will tie the all-time connection record, okay? No, actually, you're the second person. You'll be the second all-time. With 13. You know, we all know that Ricardo Shaw had a show that had 15 callers. He has the all-time connection record. But now we let that person call in, and do you do?
Hi, Sister.
Hola.
How are you?
Hi, sweetheart. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, I wanted to call in. I'm not feeling too good.
No, Sister Bessie. Tiana. Tiana speaks, not Shannon. Come on, Bessie, get the mic right.
I couldn't hear. That's my apologies. I couldn't hear too good. Okay. Hi, Tiana.
Okay. Hold on. How are you tonight?
Well,
can you hear me better now?
I feel a lot better after I released the information. I'm good.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that, like, I love that your shows are so informative, and it is. A lot of people are sleeping. they definitely need to be waking up, you know, woken up. But some people choose to stay asleep because it's easy for them. It's easy for them to, you know, have the reality that they have because then they don't have to make a change, you know. So I'm glad that you're not afraid to speak your truth and basically educate. Like, I always look forward to what you're going to say because a lot of things that I don't know myself, you know, but I always look forward to the information that you're giving out. And a lot of people don't realize the things we see on TV, the things, there's a lot of reality already out that we just don't, we're not privy to, you know, as yeah. regular citizens, but other people are. It's already out in existence, you know. And we just think about either the Jetsons and we had the watches and things like, look what we got now, you know what I mean? Like, we have watches yeah. on our wrist and phone. Like, my watch is a phone, you know what I mean? My watch has its own number. I don't know it because I don't use it like that. It's just for emergencies, but... You know, there's a lot of things that we just need to open our eyes. I appreciate you being that person. I always look forward to hearing your voice. You're absolutely wonderful. And I just wanted to call in and support your show tonight, you know. My show will be February 10th, The Power of Thoughts at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want, Brother O, I just wanted to say, you know, I love the post that Angela made for you today. And it's great because you do, like, leave a place for all of us to leave our legacies, and that's important to me. Like, my legacy is important. When I'm gone 200, 300, 400, 500 years from now, I do want to be remembered, you know, for something good and people to still be doing good things. So I appreciate, you know, that not only just for myself but everyone else. And I appreciate the host, the new host, well, sorry, the interns calling in. Because you guys call in more than some of the hosts do, you know, to support. So with that being yeah. said, I look forward to all of you becoming hosts on the network and becoming part of the family. And I want to welcome every new intern, you know, and that's all I want to say.
Oh, thank you, Tiana. Thank you so much. And I love you. And please tune in to Tiana's show on February the 10th. Please. She's a new host, so please tune into her show. And I want to thank you again for giving me support, my sister. Brother O.
Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong. Meaner than a junkyard dog. Hey, bear, 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 Leroy. a wonderful show tonight, Sister Bessie the Truther. I really enjoyed it. And it was awesome to hear Shannon Stanton tonight, who is an alumni host. And wow, Shannon, I was happy to hear you and hear what you're doing down there in Tennessee. And I'm so proud of you and what you're doing, the work that you're doing. God bless you, Shannon. And Sister Bessie, I want to take a time to congratulate you tonight because you broke another connection record, and that is so awesome. Your 46th WBNN all-time connection record with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship. I don't know, late Hall of Famer. So I congratulate you, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Sister Bessie. God bless you tonight. And again, a wonderful show. Awesome music tonight, brother, by Jim Grosch. Awesome music. Awesome, awesome, awesome. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Stay tuned for WBNN Host of the Year, Dr. Chinchilla J, and News Forum Sunday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on WBNN. Or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And that is my show. I'm the host of that show, so please tune in this Sunday night. We're definitely going to be celebrating WBNN's anniversary. And, you know, this is our 10th anniversary, everybody. So this is something very, very awesome. And tomorrow, of course, February 4th is the actual anniversary date. And we want to also remember tomorrow because that will be Brother O's mother's 20th anniversary of her being with the Lord. And we definitely are going to be keeping Brother O in our prayers and remembering his wonderful, wonderful dear mother. So don't forget, everyone, tune in Sunday night as we celebrate WBNN's 10th anniversary. I'm Dr. Chinchilla J. Now back to our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Sister Bessie the Truther.
I want to thank everybody for listening, and I want to thank Brother O and the other hosts that tune in. I want to let you know that I wouldn't be here without the prayer of Brother O and what he has done for me to introduce me to you and around the world. And I just want to let you know I send my love and my peace and blessings to all of you all. Till the next time, thank you so much for your support.